Good afternoon. It is July 8, 2013. The time is 2:23 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside. And I'm out here in my garage. And I had an appointment this morning. And after getting done, I went to the Lowe's department store to pick up an item that needed replacement on my garage door. And it was about 6 months ago, July 1st, I did a early morning audio boo on how my garage door opener was possessed. I woke up in the morning and it was going up and down, up and down, up and down. And I'll put a link or comment that particular boo in the comment section to this boo. But since then, I found that we've disengaged the automatic car opener, and for the most part, been opening it manually. It's the side of the garage that the missus use. But I found, was shortly after that one of the wheels was missing, and not missing, but was on the verge of falling off, and needed a replacement. And thus, the boo art is I picked up a package at Lowe's after my appointment this morning, and you get two in a pack for $4. So I got a spare. It's a fairly old wooden door. And then also, next to it, that's the door, garage door opener, automatic, very high-tech stuff. Like I stated in my original audio boo about the possessed garage door opener, this thing has to be at least 20, if not 30 years old. It's got to be one of the very first ones that was ever made. But it was just after I installed the wheel. I'm looking around for the garage door opener that you see in the boo art for this particular audio boo. I could not find it for the life of me. And then it's like looking around, and looking at the shelves, and the missus comes home for lunch from work, and she says, it's in the garage on the shelves, and I've looked all over the shelves. Well, evidently, I guess we have a red squirrel that is hibernating up in the garage somewhere, because you see things that are knocked off the shelf, and it's obviously something scurrying across the shelves there. And lo and behold, it was behind one of the push lawnmowers. So I found it. And it was right after that, I ended up listening to some audio boos, and I listened to Pilgrim Chris's audio boo on Anthony's answer, what was lost is now found. And I can relate to that, Chris, because my grandmother, she was an adamant believer in St. Anthony. It wouldn't be a day that went by without her mentioning St. Anthony. So I really enjoyed that audio boo, and makes me sort of happy that I was able to find the garage door opener, a very high piece tech of equipment, hardware there. But so in my case, St. Anthony helped me find what I had lost. But now that I replaced the wheel, it seems since I've changed out the wheel, I've gone through a couple tests. The garage door opener isn't doing what it was doing before. And I think it was because of the excess of strain of the broken wheel. So maybe St. Anthony also helps assist fixing something that needs to be fixing once you get your butt in gear and get it done. It's about 6 months later getting this done. And it was just a simple, took me 2 minutes to slap the wheel in on the hinge there. So just sort of very interesting afternoon so far here. And again, I'll be thinking about St. Anthony a little bit more, I guess. Thank you, Pilgrim Chris, for making me have a fond memory of my grandmother. Okay, you all be good. Have a good one. Be far safe. Be far wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.